Schilling tells the Globe he experienced chest pains while watching his wife run in the New York Marathon in November 2011. That was 7 months before 38 Studios went bankrupt, leaving Rhode Island taxpayers on the hook for close to $100 million. Schilling says he was treated after returning to Boston. 38 Studios was lured to Rhode Island in 2010 with a $75 million state-backed loan guarantee. Since the company's failure, Schilling has worked as a commentator for ESPN and coached a girls' softball team from Massachusetts. In Rhode Island, the state is suing in an effort to reduce the amount owed by taxpayers due to 38 Studios. A legislative committee is also continuing to examine the state's losing investment in the company. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.